Chaim, I'm a sexaholic.
Chaim.
And we are doing part B of step 11. Okay. I guess just a lead up to where we came from over here. So basically, my life is unmanageable and I'm perilous over sex and lust, right? In short and sweet. Which in short means that if I entertain any sort of lust in my mind, in my brain, if I take it in any sort of way, if I pursue it, if I go after it, I'm a dead duck. Millions of times in my life, literally, I have tried to say I'm going to only do this and then it took a life on its own. I'm going to only go onto the computer to check news, and boom, I'm watching porn. I'm only going onto the computer to check the weather, and it turns into porn. Anything I'm just going to check ended up becoming porn. And I'm just walking down the street, I end up going into the strip club. I'm only talking to this person, I end up flirting with this person, you know? Any time I engage in lust, it took on a power of its own, which makes me powerless. And it made my life completely unmanageable. And as a result of that, I wrecked my life completely. I've literally destroyed my life. I came into program and I realized that my marriage, my life, everything I believed in is falling to pieces and my life is turning into shambles. I'm powerless. And the whole point of the entire program is to really try to find a power. I'm powerless, but I need to look for a power that's gonna take care of the list part. And that's why the next step says, a power greater than myself that could restore me to sanity. I'm powerless, I need to find a power. And then I give my will and my life over to this care, to this power that is gonna take care of the powerless person. And in step 11, after saying, hey, this powerless guy, not only over sex and lust, but I'm powerless over my character defects, I'm powerless over my resentment and fear. Only a sexaholic, only an addict could understand when that resentment hits. It has such a world on its own, it's like lust. It just takes over the human body. And the same thing is with fear. And the same thing is with harms. It's like, I don't want to hurt that person. I want to murder that person. I want to destroy that person, like, unrepairable. It takes on a power on its own because I'm powerless. So I'm not only, I was taught and programmed powerless over my lust, but I'm powerless over all my character defects, which caused me to lust. And that's why I've harmed so many people. And that's why I need my step 8 and 9. I need to make amends to them all. And what's so beautiful and fascinating is we get to step 11. And at the end of the step 11, it says, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry out His will. The transformation between step 1 of I am ultimately, to the core of my being, powerless, to a place of finding a power that could restore me to sanity, not only in my lust, but in all areas of my life, is the transformation of the program. That's the cleaning of the glasses. Like we explained last week, that's the pipe connection that connects between me and God. Because of the low self-esteem, because of all my character defects of resentments and fears and anger and pain and old entitlement and ego, and my power, the connection that gives me power, got clogged. The pipe got clogged. The pipe got broken. The pipe got separated. But now, once I cleaned that all up, now that pipe that connects me to God is flowing. You get it? It's flowing. So now I start having power. Now you start having power. There's a power greater than myself now in my life. when we sit in meetings and we listen to people and power's over this and power's over this, I'm angry at this, I'm resentful at that, this has so much power. The thought that needs to go in is, oh, that means this pipe is not clean. Of course I'm powerless over sex and lust. But if the pipe is clean, I'm supposed to have a different power that's taking care of this. Oh, I'm so resentful and angry. Yeah, but that's because that's your power. So you don't have capability. I don't have capability not to be resentful or fearful or angry or jealous. Oh, but now the power line, the cable, the connection, the pipe between me and God got cleaned out. I should have that power today. I should be able to lift my head, look the world in the eye, and stand free. I don't have to crumble in front of anybody. Because I'm powerful. Not because I am powerful, but because there's a power in my life today that made me powerful. So think about this transformation. We go from a place of living our lives from the only thing I want is sex and lust. And that directs my thinking, that directs my actions, that directs everything I'm going through. I'm living a life of fear, of jealousy, of anger, of resentment, of character defects, of you. If you change, I'm going to be better and I'm going to be happy. To a place of powerful, where nothing, nobody has power over me. If this is Earth, we lived our life here, all the way underneath it. So obviously when we view the world, everything seemed wrong. Because look how I'm viewing it, from underneath. So if I'm viewing it from underneath, from a low, painful, insane place, obviously the world looks like a painful, unsafe, resenting, angered world. It is. Look how I'm looking at it. The transformation of starting to view the world from here, on top. The transformation of starting to view the world from a 3D atmosphere. The transformation of viewing the world from a different level. You actually become happy, joyous, and free. My pipe is clean. I have a real, true connection. Yesterday, just as early as yesterday, my worker, I have a hard time even saying, like, I'm a boss, my low self-esteem, you know, and then with my ego and everything, my coworker, I'm the boss, he's the worker. My worker says to me, you know, your dad hasn't been around the last week. I haven't seen you so calm like this in a week. The feeling of resentment and anger towards my father that came forth, that he still has this type of control over me, the anger. The beauty was, in the past, I would be powerless, not only over the resentment, but over then going online and saying, I just need to listen to a music clip that is kosher, that is permitted, because the pain is so bad, which ended up with my penis in my hand ejaculating. Powerless. The transformation to be able to pray for my father. To be able to recognize he's a sick and suffering person the same way I am. The transformation to be able to get to a place of happy, joyous, and free. The transformation to be able to share this all with my wife. The transformation of being able to live on a different playing field. Is what we're talking about. And that's the key to the whole program. Getting from a place of ultimate, of the lowest to the highest. In the 11th step, it talks about, it doesn't say it in the actual step itself, but it talks about this idea of being awakened. Being awakened means, and the whole program talks about it, means that I was asleep. I'm dead. I'm walking, I'm breathing, I'm eating. I'm dead. I'm awakened. I'm awakened. I don't look at that person that just crapped on me anymore as I'm going to hurt you back. I'm awakened. That's what I did when I was dead. Today I recognize that the person that craps on me must be hurting. My wife, who's in a bad place, must be hurting. My children must be hurting. How could I be of service to you? I awaken where all ours is only about me, my money, my money, my money, my financial security, my fame, my ego, my, who's taking care of me, Chaim, the poor little Chaim. My lust, my sex, my masturbation. My wife is not enough for me. My children is not enough for me. My parents are not enough for me. We all had these feelings. God is never there for me. Poor me, who's going to take care of me? To a place where I could be a beacon of light. The 10th step, the 6th sense. There's 5 senses that control us. If I knew all 5 perfectly, I would make believe and I would go through it. But there's 5 senses that control us.
It's one of them.
Yeah. There's 5 senses that control us. There's a 6th sense. You understand what this program is giving me? A gift called the 6th sense. Being awakened, having a power. Like I just heard from Sandy B. Remember those days of only thinking about alcohol or finances? Remember those days of only thinking about lust? And one day we'll get to a place of how stupid it was thinking about finances. The same way it worked for alcohol, it worked for lust, it's going to work with finances. We need to believe the 6th sense. We live in a higher plane. Money doesn't control us anymore. Nothing controls me. I'm powerful. Because I am so powerless, that's why I became powerful. And that is the 11th step. Now think about everything we said, and now listen to this. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. As we understand Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry out His will. I'm on this world for one purpose only. God, how do I carry out Your will in this scenario? Yesterday I was invited to a celebration of somebody getting engaged. I'm so uncomfortable. Could have broken my anonymity and this and that. My wife said, you don't have to come. I don't know if you want to come. It's such an uncomfortable place to be for you. Take a deep breath. God, I'm here to carry out Your will. To get dressed, to drive across town, to go there, to feel uncomfortable, to feel I don't belong, to make somebody else feel amazing. I don't watch porn then. My life's focus isn't anymore what this celebrity is doing or that celebrity, what this music video came out or that, what this lady is doing there or what this lady is doing there. My life focus becomes on how could I be of service to others. I served myself as a slave. I was a slave to myself my whole life. And now I could do service for the world. I've taken from the world. Every woman I've taken from, every person that I came in contact with, I took and I sucked out of. How could they fill my void? Today I could be a light unto the nation. I could drive my car and if somebody wants to pass, I could say, go ahead. I'm getting it first. Now what? Now I'm angry. He's angry. He gave me the finger. I gave him back the finger. To be of service. My son asked me, Ta, how do you know everyone you meet? My 12-year-old. Every person you meet, you know. And it hit me. I don't know everyone. But you know what he thinks? Because every place I go with him, I give a feeling to the person who I meet a friendly, loving atmosphere. A good morning, how are you? How is your day? What's doing? I could be of service to the person who I'm dropping off my shirts by, picking it up. They know my name. I walk in, they say, hey, you know, Chaim. Where, the mechanic, the grocery store, these are relationships. It's not I know everybody. I'm a channel. Now think about it. At the cleaners I was taking, lusting. At the bank I was taking, I was lusting. At the grocery store I was taking, I was lusting. Imagine my son living with me in lust. The creepy discomfort feeling he would be walking around with all day, not knowing what's bothering him. Then I would come into a meeting saying, I have a child that has issues, taking him to therapy. To work on his issues. There's one issue, me. Like we learned in step 10, I'm the key. I change, I transform. I'm the key. I guess I would like to finish off by doing this guided meditation, which is the last part of it. In early recovery, and not only in early recovery, but in early recovery, it was taught to me, and it happens to me in therapy. This was taught to me as well, and I use this every so often. And for myself, there's two meditations that I do. There's one meditation which is like a 5-minute meditation, and then there's literally a 1-minute meditation which changed my life. I thought meditation means you need to take yourself where you feel one with God, where God has a privilege to be in your presence. You know what I mean? As opposed to you have a privilege to be in His. It's not what meditation is. Meditation is a state of mind where I'm present to me. I'm present to myself. I feel me, I'm here with me, I'm comfortable with me, or not comfortable with me, but I'm here, I'm present. And the way it worked best for me was really in step 11, the Lord's Prayer. And this is the climax, one of the climaxes of the entire program. Again, think about it. I'll talk for myself, but everybody can think for themselves right now, and this is how we'll get into the meditation. The St. Francis Prayer, they start off, St. Francis Prayer. They take yourself to where you were, and now let's take ourselves to where we are. But first, let's take ourselves to where we were. The creepy, disgusting feeling of lust, of porn, of masturbating, of chasing, of cruising, of stalking, of harassing, of shame, of guilt, of self-hatred, of self-pity. That shameful inner feeling. I hated myself with such a passion I didn't know what to do. At the same time, the disease said, go for more. Like I said once, you never saw a guy leave a strip club going like this. That was good. Did any of us have that feeling? You ever like finish a masturbation and you go, now I feel serene and peaceful. I feel content. What I was looking for, I found. After a good solid hour or two of pornography, I feel so calm. I just feel it. At one with myself. The hate, the pain, the confusion, the guilt. Now listen to that. Step 1. Step 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Look what 11 gives us. Lord, this is the life. If I live this life on a daily basis, I am literally Superman. I float through the air. There is nothing, nobody, that could have power over me. Lord, Make me a channel of thy peace. Let's take a step back for a second, because this is really the meditation. So we'll do it like this. Remember where we were. Remember where we are right now. Let's get comfortable. Everybody should basically just put their feet out like this. You could put your hands out like this. Don't cross your hands. Don't play with anything. Just get comfortable like this and feel your body loose, honestly. Like loosen your body. Like if you're falling into a couch. You know, like calm, like you're falling asleep and you can't, you know, you're on a plane and you just want to like, boy, like that type of feeling. Don't hold your body up and be just like loose and comfortable. And close your eyes and take three deep breaths where your chest is full of the air. Breathe in God and breathe out myself. Deep, 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 that you fill it and hold it for a second. In through the nose, out through the mouth. If your brain goes places, just come right back to your chair, to us, a safe place. Try to keep your eyes closed. If you open it and then close it, it's fine. There's no doing this right or wrong. Feel the chair like holding you. Deep breaths where your chest feels the ear. Breathe out slowly, in through the nose, out through the mouth. And try to relax the muscles in the head and in the chest. And let's scan through our body by relaxing every part of the muscle in our body. Start from the top of the head. And feel like all the stress and like pain going through your body and literally like out through your fingers and toes. Let's calm our heads, our nose, eyes, ears, mouth, neck, shoulders. Deep breaths. Our hands, elbows, fingers. Chest. Feel the chair holding you and you're secure in God's arms. Big deep breaths. Breathe ourselves out. Breathe God in. Let God literally like transform ourselves. Our stomach, our sitting area, our thighs. Just loosen it up and let all the stress go out through our fingers and through our toes, our feet. If you feel getting tense in any area, just allow it to, you know, go away. Your thoughts are wandering, just constantly try to meditate on the thought, thy will not my be done. Just that thought. And slowly I'm going to read this prayer. Deep breaths and try to listen to the words of this prayer and allow it to like flow through the body. And again, think about where we were and where we are today. Deep, long breaths. Fill the chest, allow everything to go out, and allow this to literally like lift us. Lord, make me a channel of thy peace. Just listen to the words and allow it to go through your body. That where there is hatred, I may bring love. that where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness. That where there is discord, I may bring harmony. That where there is error, I may bring truth. That where there is doubt, I may bring faith. That where there is despair, I may bring hope. That where there are shadows, I may bring light. That where there is sadness, I may bring joy. Lord, grant that I may seek rather to comfort than to be comforted. To understand than to be understood. To love than to be loved. For it is by self-forgetting that one finds. It is by forgiving that one is forgiven. It is by dying that one awakens to eternal life. Amen. If there's any area in life where we could apply this today, let's try to not change it, but breathe that in. See where I could bring hope, joy, forgiveness, happiness. Slowly we could open up our eyes if we wish. Choice in life today. In a second, I could go back out there. In a second, my penis goes where I go. My brain goes where I go. I go where I go. I have a choice to live on this life, or I have a choice to live on the life of pornography, a life of hurting, a life of pain, a life of destroying the people who I love so dear. Or I can live this type of life. And I need to make that choice every day. I have a choice to hit my knees. I have a choice to say, God, I'm willing to do your will today for me. Instead of me living a life of where it's all about me, I can live a life of bringing peace and harmony to others. Every place I go to, I can pray for the people I'm with. I can give to the people I'm with. I can love the people I'm with. I can transform the people I'm with. It's up to me, it's my choice. It's a one day at a time program. And again, we could feel a huge high right now, but remember, when I go out there and that woman, that man, that resentment, that fear, comes, what do I do? It's your choice. I can live in the 11th step, in the sixth sense, in a higher level, looking at the world from above, or looking at the world from below, in a diseased, painful, sick, resentful, self-pity place. It's up to me. I deserve to make every day a happy, joyous day. And that's what the program gives me. If I'm in a bad place, it's my choice. And the beauty is, we can live in a higher plane. Let's wrap it up. I guess next week. Good point. Let me just explain this for 1 second. I guess if you want to hold hands, you could continue. But just for 1 second, just to explain this. This was the 5-minute meditation, where basically you think about a prayer. The third step prayer is great for this as well. To simply think about a prayer and for 5 minutes, just scan your body, release all the energy and feelings and resentments, and just sit with God, literally in the place. That's the 5 minute. The quick 1 minute, literally, is just deep breathing and doing the exact same thing. You think of the word God, peace, love, harmony, your wife, not in a sexual way, your friend, your anything. You just think of something positive that brings you serenity, that brings you comfort, and that brings you harmony, and you just breathe deep breaths. Most of the time, I remember when Harvey told me, when was the last time you breathed? I was like, what do you mean? I breathe every day. He goes, no, breathe. And he said, let's not talk for 30 seconds. And I breathed, and it was like, oh my God, I don't remember the last time air got into my chest in this sense. I don't remember. That brings us serenity and calmness. And you could do that for a minute. You could even do that for 30 seconds at the desk or by learning or wherever you are. So there's the 5 minute, which is just the longer type of thing. And then there's the 30 seconds to a minute. And at night, I do this quite often. Just deep breaths and positive feelings. Because usually going to sleep is all the crap comes into the brain. All the negative noise. You could go to sleep with positive energy. In short, thanks.